Well, good morning. There you are. It's Friday, April the 19th. So glad you're here. Here's what we're working on this morning. Israel has carried out a military strike inside Iran after this past weekend's drone and missile attack.
65,000 workers at Ontario hospitals will see a wage increase in a new contract deal.
Okay, little sneak peek at Taylor Swift's newly anticipated album came out last night. Well, hello, friends.
Hello. We haven't even had a chance to talk this morning.
It's so funny. We get in here like hours ago, and we just come in, and you just start work, and we're just like,
we're in the hamster wheel.
I find that funny because your desks aren't that very far away from each other in the newsroom.
It's like television.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Just preparing the best darn show for you guys at home. That's what we're doing. And we got a heck of a show today.
Certainly
it's Friday.
Don't we? Yeah. And the Friday is the always the good word that we have here today. So Friday, and as far as the weather is concerned, actually the temperature at the moment is the same as it was yesterday morning, the same as it was the morning before. So we're sitting at 7 degrees right now. It is mainly cloudy. There has been a little bit of light precipitation in the area, and we could get some showers this morning, starting this morning and then ending around the noon hour, and then we're going to see a mainly cloudy sky. But at least the temperature will be better today. Yesterday 12, today we should hit 16 degrees. Enjoy it today, because tomorrow will be cooler. At least we'll get a little bit of sunshine tomorrow. We'll talk about it coming up. 403 Waterdown Road. That's the camera you're seeing right there. That is our camera. And we're looking pretty good at the moment. So pretty light volume right now to our MTO traffic cameras. Stony Creek, while coming out of Stony Creek toward the Skyway, heading away from us, that's the Red Hill Creek camera. Nothing there. Same with the top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge, Toronto bound away from us. And now Toronto bound coming towards us, QEW at Burloak. Pretty light so far today. So weather and traffic, as usual, we'll have that for you coming up right now, the news.
Yeah, we start in the Middle East because it is on edge again this morning after reports that Israel launched a retaliatory strike against Iran. The missile strike, it targeted an air defense unit in the country's south. A Syria's news agency says the target was directly west of the Iranian city of Isfahan, which is near a major Iranian airbase and nuclear site. The strike follows Iran's attack last Saturday when the country sent more than 300 drones and missiles towards targets throughout Israel. So far, there's no reports of any damage or injuries. We'll be following this for you.
The United States has vetoed a widely backed United Nations resolution that would have made way for full UN membership for Palestine.
The result of the vote is as follows. 12 votes in favor, 1 vote against, 2 abstentions. The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the council.
Now, Palestinians have long sought UN membership, and U.S. allies France, Japan, and South Korea had supported the resolution. The Palestinian UN ambassador told the Security Council after this vote, quote, the state of Palestine is inevitable. It is real. Canada, by the way, is not part of the UN Security Council.
Let's bring you back home. In an NDP motion calling to lift the ban of keffiyehs inside the Ontario legislature failed yesterday. All three of the province's party leaders, including Premier Doug Ford, say they do not agree with the speaker's ban of the traditional scarf often worn by Palestinians and Muslims. However, the NDP's efforts were blocked by at least two members of the Progressive Conservative Caucus.
The speaker made a ruling that we couldn't wear the keffiyeh because it was a political statement, and the decision was the correct decision in my view.
I love the Jewish community. I have friends, and I have a son-in-law in the Muslim community. So, like, everyone needs to get along.
Yeah, Premier Doug Ford reaffirmed his position that the ban is divisive, but didn't directly answer about whether he would support the NDP motion.
Hamilton's Public School Board has decided not to move forward with a code of conduct complaint against one of its trustees.
The Board of Trustees received an internal report about the potential breach of the trustee code of conduct related to several social media posts made by a trustee. and that the matter has been reviewed internally by the Board of Trustees, and the Board of Trustees is not pursuing the matter any further.
The board gave Ward 2 trustee Sabrina Dehab an ultimatum, telling her to delete a November social media post that they deemed violated a code of conduct or be banned from their private meetings. Dehab's November post said the board was launching an external investigation into other social media posts she had made in support of Gaza. But with the board now deciding to drop the external investigation, Dehab posted on social media that she's deleted that November post so she can fully represent her constituents by taking part in the private sessions. Well, an arbitrator has awarded thousands of hospital workers at 32 Ontario hospitals increases in wages and benefits. Simone Gavros joins us from one of those hospitals, St. Joseph's Healthcare on Hamilton Mountain.
Hi, good morning, Annette. Well, about 65,000 hospital workers in Ontario are going to see this wage increase of about 6% in this new two-year contract. It also includes improved benefits as well after their contract expired last December. Now, in a media release this morning from one of the union's presidents, they said in part, quote, "This award is a win for hospital workers who have been holding the healthcare system together with sacrifice and grits, and it's a brutal recognition that hospital services will indeed collapse without better wages for frontline staff." Now, some of the workers include RPNs, personal support workers, cooks and chefs, as well as administrative workers. This will affect workers at a number of hospitals across the province, including Joseph Brandt here in Burlington and St. Joseph's Healthcare in Hamilton. Workers will also see improved health and dental benefits, premiums, as well as sick leave. This contract follows a 6.25% retroactive wage increase that happened last June. Now, we have reached out to the unions this morning for more comment after this wage increase that has come this morning, and we're hoping to bring that to you later today. But for now, Tim, I'll send things back to you.
All right, thanks, Simone. Let's get into Sportsline. The NHL wrapped up the regular season last night with six games involving three Canadian teams like the Edmonton Oilers, who rested Connor McDavid and other stars to get set for the playoffs. NHL MVP still up for grabs, and Colorado's Nathan MacKinnon, he put on one final show.
This is a terrific power play, but has only had one power play each the last two games. MacKinnon off the rim!
MacKinnon would have two assists in the first period against Edmonton to pass Peter Stastny for a new franchise record in points with 140. He would finish the year 4 points behind Tampa's Nikita Kucherov, who topped the league with 144. McDavid coming in third at 132. This one, no contest, but had no meeting. Avs win at 5-1. Oilers will face the LA Kings for a third straight year in the playoffs. Colorado, they get the upstart Winnipeg Jets, while Vancouver, they face off against the Nashville Predators. Well, that fourth and final Canadian team in the 2024 NHL playoffs, those Toronto Maple Leafs, who face off against their old foe, the Boston Bruins. Things have not gone well in the past for the Leafs against Boston, losing the past three. Actually, the past six playoff series, you're going to want to go way back, and they were 0-4 in the regular season against the Big Bad Bruins. Things kick off tomorrow night in Beantown at 8 o'clock, game two Monday night. But there was another Toronto team in Boston last night as the PWHL returned to action.
Perron rebound and put it on goal, making Campbell have to make another stop.
Another faceoff won by Boston. Healy sends it in. Boston doubles the lead.
After a three-week international break for the World Championships, PWHL back on the ice for a home stretch with first-place Toronto failing to clinch a playoff spot as Boston would go up 2-0 and then hold on, despite Burlington's run out of fast, pulling Toronto within one midway through the third. 2-1 would be the final. Boston moves to within 2 points of Ottawa for the final playoff spot. Toronto just needed a point to clinch that postseason. They get another chance tomorrow in Montreal.
Big play by Bookbinder. Ambrose to Stacey. Back to O'Neill. She scores!
Speaking of Montreal, Kristen O'Neill scored with 46 seconds left to break a 3-3 tie. Give Montreal a thrilling 4-3 comeback win in Minnesota. O'Neill would score twice in the game with Captain Canada, Marie-Philippe Poulin, also lighting the lamp. So the win moves Montreal to within a point of second place Minnesota. Both teams have four games remaining. Montreal expected to break the attendance record when they host Toronto at the Bell Centre tomorrow afternoon. And finally, we all knew it was going to happen, but it's official. The Arizona Coyotes are no more after the NHL Board of Governors unanimously voted to approve the $1.2 billion sale to Utah Jazz owners Ryan and Ashley Smith, meaning the NHL is off to Salt Lake City for the first time. They're going to start next season. The new owners confirmed they will be the Utah Hockey Club to start as they search for a team name and might not have one to start the season. The debate is on, though, with social media offering some suggestions, including NHL Hall of Fame goaltender Roberto Luongo tossing this name out there. Hear me out now. The Utah Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. In brackets, best show. We'll see if they go with that one, Brian.
I like it. Yeah, my vote's there. All right. Let's get you into traffic here. Coming up on 6:11 Friday morning. What is it? Is it already the night? Yeah, tonight. Sometimes you just have to check. The days are flying by here. So 19th of April, and we're looking at traffic. First of all, it's the 403 around Waterdown Road. Nothing to see. It's moving okay. To our MTO traffic cameras, and once again, just a few. QEW at 7th and St. Catharines. Pretty good right there. Even the Red Hill Creek camera looks pretty good at the moment. Nothing going on. QEW at the 403 junction, heading toward Brand Street, east of Royal Windsor through Oakville and into Mississauga at Cawthra, doing fine. As I mentioned earlier, this is the third day in a row we've started the morning here at a temperature of 7 degrees. So right now we're sitting at 7. We do have a fairly light breeze at the moment. We're looking at a northeast wind at about 18 kilometers an hour. Our relative humidity is up there at 100% once again. And we do have a mainly cloudy sky to start the morning. So that's a mild start, above seasonal for this time of year. So for school today, yeah, we're looking for a little light rain this morning, but a 16-degree high for the day. That's above seasonal, above yesterday. Problem is that wind's going to pick up. It'll be west 30 gusting to 50 for the day today. There's that little blast of rain that's going to go through, and it's going to go through pretty quickly. That low-pressure system will climb to the north, and the showers will go through this morning, probably end by the noon hour, and then we'll see a little bit of sun, but not an awful lot for the day today, and again, not a lot for the day tomorrow. We should get more on Sunday. But today, temperature's better, 15, 16 degrees, 14 for Brantford, but we're looking at that shower activity this morning, tapering off later on. Tonight, it'll become cloudy. Temperature's cooler, 5 for Niagara, but 3 and 4 for the rest of the horseshoe. Even chillier, could even be some flurries into the Guelph area overnight. And then tomorrow, we're looking at cooler temperatures, 9 to 10 degrees tomorrow. Chance of showers in the afternoon, slim chance of showers, otherwise a mainly cloudy day. So out the door, 19th of April, here's how it looks. Mainly cloudy, light winds, temperature 7. Long range coming up at 10.
Okay, we say good morning to Emily to find out what's coming up on Chit Chat.
Hi, friend.
Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Mm.
Mm. How come you didn't sing that?
She only sings on the couch.
Yeah, this is not the right space for singing. Taylor Swift, the album dropped. People are freaking out because the second one dropped 2 hours later. We'll talk about that.
Including our Simone Gavros, but she didn't want to know anything about it because she hasn't listened to it yet.
Yeah. Well,
because
she's having a listening party.
Yeah, she has a party.
I love that.
Yeah. With all of her friends, so her girlfriends were like, don't you dare get it ruined on the morning show. So we'll talk about that. Time has put out its list of 100 most influential people.
Did you make the list?
I did.
There you go.
I did
Congrats.
Not, but you did. I did not, but you did, Tim.
Okay.
You did. And Quentin Tarantino, he's calling it quits on his new film. We'll chat about that, too.
Okay.
Oh, no.
We love Quentin.
Okay. Me, too.
Look forward to that. We'll see you on the couch in a little bit.
Okay.
We'll see you in about 2 minutes. And when we come back, we're going to get into some business news. And boxing bets are getting bashed by Ontario's gambling regulator, and residents won't be able to wager on certain events. Good Friday morning. Here's the numbers for you. Canadian dollar is up 6 basis points this morning. It is sitting at 72.69 cents U.S. Gold up 10 cents, 23.98 an ounce. Crude oil up 22 cents, 82.32 a barrel. Off to Europe we go. Hey, Europe. Markets are down across the board in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
In Asia, markets entered a free fall in Tokyo. It saw more than a thousand point loss. Hong Kong and Shanghai both had losses as well. North American markets, the TSX was up 52 points. The Dow gained as well, but the NASDAQ fell by 82.
Okay, well, happy Friday. So glad you're here. Let's get into some business news. And Ontario's Alcohol and Gaming Commission is shutting down legal gambling on one of the world's major boxing organizations, saying they've found evidence of fight tampering. So the AGCO says they've been reviewing, quote, suspicious wagering activity for the December title fights of Eunice Tellez and Livian Navarro. The regulator, they say there are concerns that the World Boxing Association sanctioned matches are not properly protected from match fixing and insider betting. So it adds that two independent integrity monitors and an Ontario registered iGaming operator detected suspicious betting patterns in that December fight. So the WBA is the oldest of four organizations that does sanction professional boxing bouts.
The Canadian Labour Congress did not invite Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre to speak at a meeting yesterday, saying he only pretends to be a friend to workers.
Just this past week on Monday, the Sustainable Jobs Act was passed. Mr. Poilievre and his caucus voted against that. The Sustainable Jobs Act is an incredibly important piece of legislation, giving workers a voice in how we transition to a net zero economy.
That's a Labour Congress President Bea Brusque. She says Poilievre has failed to advocate for workers and failed to support important labour issues. Calling him a fraud, Brusque told delegates Poilievre is not a friend of working class Canadians. However, recent polls suggest his messaging on affordability is resonating with workers. He's accusing the Liberals and NDP of abandoning working class Canadians.
British Columbia's premier says his government is tilting the rules towards families who need a home, and speculators should invest in that instead of short-term rentals and houses to flip. David Eby, he made his comments ahead of rule changes coming up on May the 1st that will see short-term rental units restricted to the principal home of a host, meaning if you do not live there, you can't use it as a short-term rental. Eby says these changes will allow the province and the local governments to crack down on speculators and make housing available for residents. The government says figures from March, they show more than 19,000 entire homes are listed as short-term rentals, something the new regulations aim to change.
Netflix's decision to crack down on password sharing sure seems to be paying off. In the first 3 months of this year, Netflix gained more than 9 million subscribers. So that brings the streaming service to a record high number of subscribers, nearly 270 million. By the way, Netflix has announced it's going to stop sharing its quarterly subscriber numbers next year.
Oh, it's been a big week for upcoming WNBA star Caitlin Clark. Not only was she selected as the number one pick in the 2024 draft, there's now talk that she will be signing a multi-million dollar endorsement deal with Nike. The contract is rumored to include a signature shoe and be worth $20 million, far more than her starting pay with the Indiana Fever that really gained some steam this week when they were comparing it with the NBA starting salary. Clark's performance in her final collegiate season with the Iowa Hawkeyes helped attract record-breaking TV audiences at sellout crowds in arenas around the country. And it just so happened she wore Nikes during her record-breaking college basketball career. So well-deserved for Caitlin Clark. Look forward to what she can do in the pros.
Okay, we're taking a break right now. Brian's got your traffic and your weekend forecast.
6:23 on this Friday morning, looking at our MTO traffic cameras, QEW east of Lake through St. Catharines. There's not a lot to see right there. Very light volume, really. Even across the top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge. Looks good right there. Nothing to see here at Burl Oak. We'll flip ahead to Sheridan going through Mississauga, and we'll just dip in briefly to the 403 at Burnham Thorpe. All doing fine so far this morning. So temperature right now, sitting at 7 degrees. It is mainly cloudy, a light breeze, but the relative humidity is fairly high for the day today. Sun times this morning, 6:30, the sun comes up. So about 6 minutes from now, yay, the sun will be up. 8:08, it goes down. Those are our records for today, yes. And our seasonal temperatures, now 13 is the daytime high. We missed that yesterday. We could get some showers this morning. So for school today, showers, we should be 8 degrees by first bell, but 16 afterwards, and we'll get that bit of sunshine as the afternoon progresses. So 16 today. 3 overnight tonight, so it's going to be a lot chillier overnight. The sky will become cloudy. There is a chance of a shower for the day tomorrow, maybe later in the afternoon. It's only 30%. Otherwise, some sun, but a cool day, high of only 9. Better day on Sunday, sunny and 12. 15, at least we come up past seasonal on Earth Day on Monday, and as time we get to Tuesday, temperature 14, and we'll get some showers. That's a look at your forecast. And that, Tim.
All right, thanks, Brian. Well, the struggle to return an orphan killer whale to the ocean has taken an unconventional but a beautiful step. A woman is trying to lure the calf out of the lagoon with the sound of music.
She got curious and she came a little close, so it's going to take a few days to come back and keep at it. Every high tide, I'll be on this bridge playing for her.
That's Canadian military vet Carol Love. She says she saw the orca calf rise to the surface in the distance after playing on the bridge at high tide. Love says a lot of her violin notes sound like orca sounds, and she hopes it might spur the calf to swim through a narrow channel and out to the open ocean to freedom. Despite several rescue attempts, the calf has been in a Vancouver Island lagoon since its pregnant mother became stranded on a rocky beach at low tide and died. That was almost a month ago. Researchers have been trying to locate a whale pod that may take him in and get ready to net the creature and relocate it. If you're wondering, Love says she played alongside one of her favorite recordings, Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
Supposedly, she played two other songs, too. Whale Alleluia? Didn't work.
Oh, wow.
What about Everything Will Be All Right?
Will be all right.
Oh. Nothing? It's kind of a courtesy laugh over there.
Okay, but you did... Okay, so it was a laugh for me. No, for you.
There you go.
We'll be right back.